bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much.
Good morning. It's about that time. We say good morning to you in Dominica, the region, and the rest of the world. Welcome.
Teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to
say. The next stop has the birthday line.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children,
good morning.
The very best you can.
If you hate to love me, love to hate me.
Love won't get no better.
Well, love to love me.
Let it be.
I love you too in the morning. As a matter of fact, it's all day long.
Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. Won't you make them happy before they pass away?
All right, Dominica, we're here and we're ready to go. And as I said to you, we'll be talking a lot about the festival this morning. There's some big activity on the Bayfront sometime later today between 4 and 10. But before that, I need to bring to you a story, very interesting human interest story there. And of course, our guest can't be here for too long, maybe just about 2-3 minutes. She's very disappointed, I suspect, with the police and investigations going on with her father who passed. Oh, we don't know the circumstances, but he was found dead some weeks ago, and she's here to tell us about that and what her disappointment is. Good morning to you. You can come closer to the microphone. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning to you.
I'm doing fine.
Tell him who you are. Everybody knows you. Yes,
I'm Deborah Bethel. Yes. I've been out of Dominica for the past 10 years.
Deborah Bethel used to be, I used to call her a roving nurse. She was all in the nooks and crannies of Dominica doing her work. Everybody knew her very, very well. You were with the AIDS committee at some point?
Yes.
All right. Well, what's your story this morning? I see you dressed up and maybe getting ready for a funeral.
Yeah, I'm heading now to Linus to my dad's funeral. And he went missing the 10th of August. And I was in Boston trying to find out what's going on. I couldn't get much. Everything was very fragmented and scattered. And I kept calling to find out what's going on, always coming out empty. And then I persisted that my sister go look for him somewhere in the bush, because I got a little vision the Wednesday night. And at that time, I was sure he was dead. And that was the 1st of September. And I told her, somebody need to go look for him. He's a human being. There must be protocol for missing people. He was missing since the 10th of August. So she went to her neighbor again, who was very good. He has been very, very good to me, and I cannot thank him enough, he and his family. They went looking for him this Saturday morning and discovered his decomposed body in the bush.
So what has the police told you?
We don't have anything to hold on to. They said they're investigating, and we just have to wait. But my concern, as I have told them, is about the timeline. What is the protocol for missing persons? And this is what I'm really addressing, because even if your loved ones, you're not connected, who your father is cannot change, who your mother is cannot change. And when they're sick, when they die, it is the onus is on you to respond in a loving way. If you really say you're Christian and you're living for God, you have to forgive others. For God to forgive you, others to forgive you. And I think it's a better area, it's a better way to move on. You leave the baggage behind and you're more able to move on lighter.
So what are they promising, anything in terms of the investigation?
Oh, nothing. And there's not much I can say, because I don't want anything to compromise the police investigation, because I don't know what happened. I don't know what the circumstances were, but I am concerned about the timeline that he was reported missing. And it's the same people who reported him missing, it's the same people who discovered the body. So this I am concerned about, and I'm trying to do it nicely, because I can be nice. But you know, there's nice in everybody, and there's another part on everybody. So we're going to go the nice way first. The nice way.
That's but was he a very active person? How old was he?
He was 83 years old, but he was able to go to town and come back on his own more than once a week, 3-4 times a week. And even if he was estranged from us, he never wanted us, never. He was still able to do his stuff. And I'm appealing to anybody who saw him, because he traveled him on Prosper Road. He lived in Coptall, and he traveled him on Prosper buses. So I'm appealing to anybody, if not for his sake, for my sake, to reach out to the police and say, if you see or know anything, and ask to remain anonymous. That would do me, it will really fill that void that's left in our hearts. Because this is no way for a loved one to go, especially your parent. I don't care what anybody say about him. I don't want anybody to tell me how bad he was. He was my dad, and I knew him. But you know, at the end of the day, he was my dad. Enough respect. So anybody that have any bad thing to say about him, don't approach me, because you will get what you need. Thank you.
I want to say thank you for coming and sharing with us. I'm hoping that the police can give you some of the answers that you're looking for.
Yeah, we're hoping so too. And we're really taking it the nice way, because there's always another way to solve problems.
Well, what is your gut feeling? What do you think happened?
I don't want to say, because it looks suspicious. It really looked, because I saw where the body was. I saw where he was living. And when they related to me how they found him, it's really suspicious. And I'm appealing again to anybody who saw anything, who know anything, to please reach out to the police and let them know what's happening, because what happened to me could happen to anybody. And we need people to help us, and we should be ready to help others.
Nurse Bethel, thank you very much for sharing your story this morning. Can we still call you Nurse Bethel?
Of course, once a nurse, always a nurse. I'm still practicing, and I've moved on. I'm now a wound specialist.
What specialist?
A wound specialist.
Oh.
And I've moved on. I'm doing my degree to go on to my master's. So I'm hoping I can come back here and do some great service in all areas. This is my homeland. I'm not going to forget Dominica, especially now with the independence celebrations gearing up. Man, Dominica, enough love, enough respect. I will always love Dominica. This is the land of 1,000 shades of green.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. And Dominica, love you always.
All right, man. Our deepest sympathies. Want to lay your dad to rest. Thank you very much. We're coming back with more. After this,
Dominica presents the 19th edition of the World Creole Music Festival.
People all around the world, come to feel the magic of this celebration, the music of all Creole nations. Come sing and dance with Enchante et Vivo. Come celebrate with
call 448-4833 or visit DominicaFestivals.com.
All right, let's say good morning to Wadix. I call him Wadix Leroy Charles there. Good morning. My tongue is almost twisted this morning.
Is it Green Giant?
Green Giant, you're right about that. Green
Giant. So what's up, my friend?
I'm doing fine. I'm hearing you all over the place. So it's bubbling with activities.
Yes, Madi. Work continues as we have to get ourselves ready. We have to get ourselves in gear. Get ready for the World Creole Music Festival. As a matter of fact, the independent season, because it's 1 month solid independent activities, and possibly the only island on the face of this earth that celebrates Independence, one solid month, because we can't forget the traditional aspect, very, very important, the various communities with the traditional elements, the district finals and quarterfinals, which will culminate at the third, which is our Independence Day, somewhere possibly at the Botanic Gardens or the Windsor Park Sports Stadium. So the cultural activities, the cultural aspect, the cultural component, the traditional aspect is extremely, extremely important. And the ongoing activities, we'll be hearing much more about the activities. But it's the World Creole Music Festival, Matt. We have several activities taking ongoing and will be taking place. But a major, major activity will be the Festival Jam Session Volume 3. So we head across to the Bayfront. That's just about 100 yards from the Champion Station.
Well, it depends on how big station, how fast you walk.
Okay, your pace. Pace and Kalai yes, take you half a second. Okay. Yes, just about, you know, you could even watch from just the area of QFM, and you could walk across to the Bayfront. And tonight we'll be having mac and cheese. You know of mac and cheese?
I heard about that.
Asher Thomas.
Oh, that's what he called himself?
Well, he and his crew. But Asher Thomas, I think, the first ever QTS sound winner.
Winner, yes.
Right.
So he'll be the search winner, yes. Right.
So he will be on alongside C-Square. You heard of C-Square, Matt?
Oh, yes. I heard about them. I love
that. C-Square.
Yes, the two.
The two, yes.
That's what they call them. The two.
The two. C-Square. Can you name them, Matt?
I think I can.
What are they?
Carlin
and Cornell.
Okay. You're on track,
man. You're looking like you want
extra. I think I deserve a ticket for
you.
You're
looking like you want an extra ticket. We also have Sakis Lapokabwit. Where is Sakis from, man?
Is this from Marigot? Or,
no, man.
Grand Bay.
South City, Grand Bay. You just lost your ticket.
Oh, so I have to answer another question.
Yes,
I got it all wrong.
You just lost your ticket.
Grand Bay. I got it mixed up, yes.
But the most important thing, Matt, it's a free activity just after work. You're looking for some place to socialize, have a beverage, relax. That's a perfect ambiance down at the Bayfront. From 4, the patrons have asked for an extension, because we were scheduled to normally stop at 9. The first two editions stopped at 9, and the police have consented to giving us an additional hour. So tonight we'll go until 10 o'clock from 4 to 10. And patrons, once again, we'll have an opportunity to get season tickets, Matt, at $275. The normal price is $325 for a season ticket. So during the period of 4 and 10 p.m., we will be having the season ticket specials down at the Bayfront. We also have a couple of other activities we'd like to inform the nation and the world by extension of, and that's the school bus tour. Have you ever heard of the school bus tour?
No, I haven't.
It's a brand new initiative that we are embarking on this year, and this will take place on September 29th. And we are heading to the college, that's the Dominica State College, and we'll be having artists in the name of Mikkel Henderson, Ophelia, and members of the Triple K International. It's the first. We may have several of those before the World Creole Music Festival. And the most important message we'll be bringing across is the importance of education. Importance of education. You have those who have really excelled in musical accompaniment, musical vocal variation. Triple K, one of the hottest bands in the region. And they will encourage the students of the college of how important an education is. And we'll also give them the information of the World Creole Music Festival, a brief history, sort of blood them into, you know, the World Creole Music Festival, because they, hopefully, if the divine interventor allows this powerful and potent event to continue, will be at the helm of this particular event. So we want to give them the basic information, the whole metamorphosis of this particular Creole festival, where it leads us to, where are we presently, and some of the major acts from Dominica will be live at the college to give them information, basically encouraging them to stay in school, try to be drug-free, that sort of thing, and try to stay as healthy as possible as we try to develop this beautiful nation. Another thing that the patrons can look forward to is the ticket treasure hunt. And it's a particular hunt where tickets at various non-traditional outlets will be sold at $250, and that is next week. That is between 26 and 30 of September. at non-traditional outlets, and that will be taking place island-wide. So you may have to listen to your radio stations, and in particular the big station, QFM, one of our partners, for the clues as to where you may be able to get those tickets at 250. That's for the entire week of next week. Some folks may just have some more disposable income, because the requests might have been really coming in fast and furious. And we're trying to really inculcate into our people that this festival belongs to us. Lots of folks said that during the month of August, they had to prepare for school and get their students to school. So we have heard, and that's why we're making it possible for every single Dominican, every single national, and those who have gotten the passports via other means, to do have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time on the Nature Isle. It's open to everyone. Every single one who has an interest in proper and good festival tourism to be part of this. You would have to listen to your favorite radio station or follow us on Facebook. We'll give you a few clues to be able to win some, or not win, but actually purchase your tickets at $250.
Oh, hold that thought there, Alex. We're going to come back right after this. Tell you about tonight.
Be part of Festival Jam Session this Friday. The Rosa Bayfront will transform into Creole Mode with fun excitement giveaways, ticket special, music show fame from 4 to 10 p.m. Music powered by Adam Sounds, Mac and Cheese, DJ Snow, Saki Slapper Cup with Kumari Girls, DJ Girls, C Square and more. Festival Jam Session this Friday. Rosa Bayfront from 4 to 10 p.m. Partners include DDA, DFC, Digicel, Kumuli, Chemesa, Adam Sounds and more. Legend! Festival Jam Session, a season ticket special, $275 this Friday. Rosa Bayfront, Kaipuini, Famous 7-Up, the ultimate and authentic Creole festival warm-up, where people meet Semizikanulu.
Yes, Matt Pelty, once again, many, many, many thanks again for the partnership, the relationship with a big station. And I want to big up IP. I love this brother to the max. He's, you know, really one of my biggest critics. I love him.
You know, he's always tuned in.
Always tuned in. I actually recommended that he should have an hour or two on the big station, a reservoir of knowledge, wisdom. Mr. Wisdom, I call him an encyclopedia of wisdom.
When Albie speaks, you have
yes, to listen. Yes, you must listen. You must listen. Mm-hmm. Big up to him in particular, and the Wizard of Oz. We just want to feature at least just one artist this morning, and then we give a giveaway question.
Okay.
Okay, and we're dealing with Akon this morning, one of the invited guests at the World Creole Music Festival this year. Singer, rapper, songwriter, businessman, record producer, actor. And listed by the Guinness Book of Records as the number one selling, one of the number one selling artists on master ringtones. One of the, and Guinness Book of Records we're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
More than 35 Billboard top 100 hits. 4 songs certified as triple platinum. 3 songs certified as double platinum. And over 10 songs single platinum. And platinum sales is a million. You have to sell a million copies to actually qualify or certified as a platinum winner. He worked with people like Michael Jackson, and you could possibly play this one with anytime you're ready. That's Hold My Hand, a very powerful one from the legendary Michael, the late legendary Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson also did some work with Whitney Houston, Eminem, Snoopy Dogg, and several of the African artists. 5 Grammy nominations, ranked 5th in 2011 as the most, one of the 5th in the most 40 most powerful celebrities in Africa. So that's by the Africans in a list of Africans or African related artists in 2011, was ranked 5th in the most 40 popular celebrities. Billboard ranked him 6th of the top artists of the decade. And we're dealing with Akon, and he'll be on Ireland. And we are very, very, very privileged to give those little information, because these are who we have actually attracted to the World Creole Music Festival. And once again, we urge our musicians, get your packages together and try to at least make some level of connection, some relationship, because he's also a music producer. The question now, Matt, for your listeners is... Wyclef Jean collaborated with Shakira in 2006, and it was the highest selling single, a song called Hips Don't Lie, in the 21st century. Now here is the question. It made number one in several countries. That particular song, Hips Don't Lie. You could look for it. I know you could just have another thing. You have that already? Hips Don't Lie.
No, I have the other song already, Wadix. We'll do that and we'll come back, of course, to get your phone call.
Right. So you can play a little of the Michael Jackson.
Yes.
It's a very powerful song.
I'll do that.
And then the question is, once again, Wyclef Jean collaborated with Shakira in 2006 and made a song, Hips Don't Lie, highest selling single in the 21st century. It made number one in how many countries? That's the question. How many countries?
Akon and Michael Jackson, Hold My Hand. You'll be here. Sunday night, Akon at the World Music Festival. All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to come back, take a break, and come back for some of your answers. The telephones are going crazy. Somebody wants a ticket, boy, I can tell you that. We're coming back right after this.
The thunderous applause, a sizzling, head-throbbing performances, hypnotic stage antics, lights, sounds, interaction, excitement. The 19th World Creole Music Festival, presented by the Government of Dominica and Discover Dominica Authority, October 28, 29, and 30, 2016, at the Windsor Park Small Stage, Rosa. On Sunday, October 30, 4:30 p.m., the Creole Cultural Invasion with singer, actor, record producer, Akon.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter.
No. All right, Wallace, let's go now. Let's go now. Yes, the question again, because my telephones are going crazy.
Okay, question again. In 2006, Wyclef Jean teamed up with Shakira, a song, Hips Don't Lie, the highest selling single of the 21st century. How many countries this song made it to number one?
Let me see what let me see what telephone they're gonna take first. Is it 449-3095-9697-616-4257? All my telephones are going. Let's take 96. See who's on the other line there. Hello.
Hello, morning.
Morning. Yes?
The answer is 18.
18, Wadix, is that 18?
N'importe quoi. Call again, my dear.
All right, let's see. Hello, talk to me. We're going to the digital line. Hello.
Yeah, morning.
Yes. Morning.
21.
I'm sorry, 21, no. Oh, boy. Telephone's going crazy at this time. Inundated with calls. Hello. Hello.
You're not ready
yet. We don't have time to waste. Hello. 23, I'm sorry. No. Hello, talk to me.
55.
You sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to change?
No.
55.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think?
I just lost for words. I thought we were walking away with the ticket, Wally.
You thought you were going to walk away with this ticket. 55! Yes, you're right, my dear. 55 countries, number one, Hips Don't Lie. And what's your name, my dear?
Thanks to Google.
Hey! Blue, my fam. That sounds like Blue. Is that Blue, man?
Blue, yeah. I just got
yes,
that. That's
sir.
Why I was most amazing.
Blue. With the assistance of Google. Yes.
Blue. You work out with Wadix, okay?
Yeah, I will get the ticket across to you, Matt, and you will politely give Blue a ticket.
All right.
Well, that means she has to enter.
She has to enter.
Yeah, she has to come to the festival this year. I know her favorite Calypso is not on, I mean, but she will come.
She will.
Is that right, Blue?
She's gone.
She's gone.
She's excited.
55 countries, number one, Matt. Heaps okay. Don't lie. We have it queued up. Just give the fans 30 seconds of it.
Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
We'll come back to that.
Right. In the meantime, we have to remind our patrons of the World Creole Music Festival from 4 to 10 this afternoon at the Bayfront. You're invited to come along and really have a wonderful experience. Family fun filled ambiance down at the Bayfront, powered by Adam Sounds, Mac and Cheese, also C Square, Saki Slabo Cabot, and more. Do we have it? A little of Heaps Don't.
Maya, Gentleman Morgan Heritage, Pop Gun. She can dance like this. She make up her head, wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasso. Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction.
Why can't you, huh? Hey, Saturday night.
And it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. Yeah. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can add it door. The way you move your body.
Yes, Mount Peltier, Wyclef Jean, 55 countries made this one number one in the particular area. So once again, we want to invite patrons this afternoon. The place to be is at the Bayfront. And once again, want to thank the partnership, the relationship, the camaraderie, the collaboration with the big station, QFM. Maximum respect to you, and may God bless you, Mount Peltier, and continue to do what you're doing.
More tickets coming up next week.
Absolutely, my brother, and may God bless you.
All right.
Boy, I can see your body moving, half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but you seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained, have come to fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't, so you know that's ever too hard to explain.
Festival Jam Session this Friday. The Rose of Bayfront will transform into Creole mode with fun, excitement, giveaways, ticket special, music, show fame from 4 to 10 p.m. Music powered by Adam Sounds, Mac and Cheese, DJ Snow, Saki Slapper Cup with Kumari Girls, DJ Girls, C Square, and more. Festival Jam Session this Friday. Rose of Bayfront from 4 to 10 p.m. Partners include DDA, DFC, DigiCell, Kumuli, Chemesa, Adam Sounds, and more. Legend! Festival Jam Session, a season ticket special, $275 This Friday, Rose of Bayfront, Kaipuini Famous 7-Up, the ultimate and authentic Creole Festival warm-up, where people meet Semisi Kanulu.
Mommy, can I have a kiddie's tablet this summer, please?
Child, no. I have to worry about how I'm going to pay for your school items and my education so that we can have a good life.
Don't worry. The National Cooperative Credit Union offers a Learn While You Earn loan on very special terms. You can work and further your education. Let NCCU finance your education. Affordable monthly payments, no fees, and free loan protection coverage. We also provide loans to study overseas and to cover school expenses so your kids can be ready for September.
Mommy, can I please get the tablets?
Paracetamol.
Mamma mia!
I'm just kidding. Okay. Apply at any NCCU branch today for your Learn While You Earn loan. Call 255-2172 or visit our website at www.nccudominica.com.
It's a public service Sports Day once again. Yes, Friday, September 23rd, 2016, at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium. Come and see public officers as they compete and display their talents in football, cricket, rounders, lime and spoon, marble hole, hopscotch, butter balancing, plaster plantain, and lots more. What about a fish cooking competition? You do not want to miss that. Remember the day, Friday, September 23rd, 2016, at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium. Come and be part of the fun and laughter.
Breadfruit!
I'm asked just why the breadfruit them run there.
Cool kid! Them some breadfruit make you covered! But them have a free up in catch up on ya! Ask them how I say it! I ain't
dying! You all get the breadfruit.
Dominica, it's coming. Reserve the date. Come to Marigat from November 3rd to 4th, 2016 for breadfruit and something breakfast fest. It's on. It's 12 hours of festing. Be there. Marigat Dominica, breadfruit and something breakfast fest. It's on. Be there. This ad is sponsored by Countryside Bread and Q95 FM Radio.
You want breadfruit? Just tell me if you want breadfruit. You want breadfruit? Catch it down to them called breadfruit. Watch it down. Roast or fry, roast or fry. Catch it down. Roast or fry, roast or fry. Breadfruit. You want breadfruit? Tell me if you want roast breadfruit. Breadfruit.
I wake up in the morning.
From the Milky Way, a timeless treasure has found its way on every breakfast table in Dominica. A delightful promise is being kept. And now, everybody is drinking Promix. Promix full cream instant milk. Morning by morning, give your family a refreshing start to a productive day. Promix milk. It's pleasingly, teasingly, surprisingly delicious. Blends well with your choice teas, cereals, coffee, or all your family-friendly recipes. Promix, good nutrition all day long. Promix milk, every mother's favorite milk. Taste the moments that take your breath away. Promix, available from AC Shillingford and retailers island-wide. AC Shillingford, where you spend less and get more.
La Dominique Pepe en vous. The government of Dominica discovered Dominica Authority presents the 19th World Creole Music Festival, October 28, 29, and 30. Windsor Park Sports Stadium, Rosa! Featuring Akon, Wyclef Jean, Le Gourmet Chanzouk, Timaya, Gentleman, Morgan Heritage, Popcorn, Original Boyo Pioneers, Ophelia, Triple K Global, WCK, Kes the Band, and Mr. Keela. Creola, Team Mickey, Michael Anderson, Ace Banton, Midnight Groovers. Free Ecstasy, Dennis if we had more. Season tickets, $325 EC. Sideline tickets, $120. The 19th for World Creole Music Festival, where people meet. Se música no. No.
Okay, I'll tell you what. The rest of the hour, the remaining minutes, we're going to open the line. So call me if you have something in your mind to talk about. My request is always just think before you speak. Always better to be thought of as a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. The number is 449-3095, 449-3096, and 449-3097. Okay, let's take a phone call. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Perotti. How are you?
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good this morning.
Okay.
But I keep on calling and complaining about that mapping situation with the football, the Barclays Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, Matt, they put in Flow Sports on Channel 34.
It's not the same?
Matt, we are hardly seeing football on Saturdays and Sundays from mapping. Mapping need to know that Dominicans and people in the Caribbean are more interested in the Barclays Premier League than any other league there is in football. We understand that you want to play other leagues, but people of the Caribbean, if you look all over the Caribbean, Matt, people are more interested in the Barclays Premier League than any other league. That's why you have people like Dwight York, you have the Jamaicans and the different Caribbean people making it to the English Premier League. And on Saturdays and Sundays, Matt, if you get one game, you can say you can be thankful for seeing one game. Before, last season, we used to see two games, three games on a Saturday, on a Sunday. Right now, we are hardly seeing Barclays Premier League. Martin, please do something for the people that love to watch their football on Saturdays and Sundays, please. Have a good day, Matt.
Have a good day. Yes, you've been making that complaint for some time now. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Matt.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, Matt, I have a concern.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered an incident that happened in Dominica with that young man, Andy, when he was burnt. And all of us in Dominica, we were upset. We felt sorry. We felt whoever did it should not have done it. And all of that, the murder came. And I never thought Andy had a murder in Dominica. In Roseau, I thought the mother was somewhere in the country or out of state. And then when the mother came on and she said what she said, and everybody was, you know, supportive and all of that, and was feeling very sorry for the young man. And I cannot understand for the life of me, no, Matt, I am still seeing that young man on the road begging, dragging. He was once walking with a stick. He was once walking limping. I was wondering, okay, before he was doing the same thing, and nobody, you know, made a big story out of it. That incident happened to him. Really, we were sorry. Everybody, you know, sympathizes. Everybody, you know, made a big story out of it. We should not have been done to any human being. And the mother came and said what she had to say. And now he's back on the street. Where is the same mother that spoke and made such a big story at the time that happened to him? Where is she now to look after her son? If you were so concerned then when that happened to him, why aren't you concerned now? And I think it is very upsetting to see that same young man on the road and everybody that spoke about him and the mother, and she's wherever she's not doing anything to help a child. Mom, it's your child, irrespective. Help your son. Thank you, man, for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity as well. Mom, maybe you should come and give an explanation as to why Andy may still be on the streets. Hello.
I say praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those of humanity. Mr. Pelter, blessings to your family, sir.
To you too.
Wadix, blessings to you. Carlisle, blessings, and the listening public, blessings to you all. Matt, you there with me?
I'm here.
Matt, two things, but I just want to briefly touch on what the lady said. Matt, it is not too fair to call on the murder in isolation. Matt, society have that responsibility to deal with homeless people, Matt, and particularly what the brother have been through. Matt, you know the caution that happened with all of our politics in Dominica. All right, King?
Mm-hmm.
If it's Matt that maybe had burned the youth, man, or blessings that doing something, hey, Papa, all hell break loose. But, you know, influential people. So, Mom, I give thanks for your concern, but it is unfair to call on the murder in isolation to deal with that situation. The brother is not well in his head. The lady may not have the resources. And I doubt, why should she be calling for money? I imagine I don't give you a little 20, you know, little as it is, trying to help the brethren, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But how can we call on the murder in isolation when you have a government in place to deal with these problems, vagrants and homeless people and whatever? Matt, let me move on. Matt, you see, yesterday I got in touch with you and I was telling you about the situation on DBS Radio.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the lady, that Charles lady again?
You mean our pal rep?
The audio pal rep.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name, Matt?
Denise Charles.
Denise Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, she was on DBS with Sherman and I engaged the lady. I call first and I ask about a question having to do with she moving out of the community and having a very expensive vehicle now. I tell her politics is all about that. It has been rumored. I told her that. And she called, she cleared the air and said that, well, she's living at a mother. She have never left the community and all of that. She never spoke about the expensive vehicle. Matt, so that's water under the bridge. Let us not deal with that. But then I called a second time and I asked about the level of intoxication within politics and politicians, that people get off balance, people lose control, not wanting to hold their representatives or the government accountable based on transparency and accountability, and, you know, calling if there's corruption and all of that and thing. Anyway, she tells me, oh, people have a right, but it's the way they do it. It's not to go on radio and bashing. You can come to the representative. So everybody that have a problem within a constituency have to come to that representative. And whether if you're satisfied or not, not to take the matter on the radio. That is what she was saying, Matt, in a technical way. Matt, the last thing she said, I was asking her, do you have any interest in electoral reform, my dear, having to do with the cleaning up of the bloated voters list and issuing voters' ID card, electoral reform and thing? Matt, you should have listened to the response of this lady. Just tell me, oh, you're not going to take over my program. So, Matt, if I am a guest on your program, all of a sudden it's my program or your program?
No, it's my program.
Okay, thank you. She said, you're not going to take over my program and come with all your general questions. I come there to deal with my community, and you want to come and waste time and asking all your kind of... Matt, is she a senator or a minister of government?
She's a senator.
Senator or minister, but she's a part of the government.
But she's not a minister of government just yet, though. She's not. She's just not.
But Matt, whether it is a senator, Matt, you're representing a constituency and it reflects on the country. Anything you do, Matt, you there with me?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole governance of the country is reflecting on that as well. And it's a trend. It's a pattern. Could it be that you have to wait for somebody to tell her what to say, having to do with questions posed to her with electoral reform?
Well, I heard the Prime Minister speaking about electoral reform. I mean, she could have dealt with it in a more diplomatic way, if you will.
What I am saying, but maybe it's based on, if it was Lennox, Hornichurch, or some big people, she would maybe try a way, she would have maybe stumbling over words, but she would have respectfully responded in a way which would be acceptable, so to speak, even if it was not totally acceptable. And I find, Matt, and it's a trend in Dominica, you are scared about, go to hell, you Blackmore, tell Brian Linton, oh, go get a doll, put it between your legs. Because it's on a call-in program, Brian called and made his thing. And it's a trend. All of them just keep disrespecting and, you know, treating Dominicans like dirt, Matt. Matt, how much minutes you have again? I wanted to deliver another issue. Can I go ahead?
Do that quickly. Do that quickly.
Matt, with that same York Bridge in the Layo Valley, Matt, it is all about politics. Matt, if you see the condition of the roads to get to that bridge, can Carrington, then please ask the Chinese to divert that money. Maybe help them to cut a road on the mountain, because it's only a mad person or a foolish person that would go and deal with that road, looking to repair that road and build retaining walls on the riverbank. And when after the Matthew Dam and the Erica, that valley there is just a disaster. And for you to mash up an existing bridge, Matt, I want people to take note of that. And maybe I'm getting, you know, all hot and bothered for nothing. But it's all about winning an election. They fail, and they know they would not have time because the next election is right on our doorsteps.
It is, Blessings, you have information that they don't have? You think it's right on our doorsteps?
Well, because everybody is anticipating a snap election. Well, I may be wrong, but still, even if they would have 2 years, Matt, they would not be able to deal with that Layo Valley based on the technicalities, the red tape, because a lot of private property now, people have to be driving into and to acquire those lands, you have to pay people. And Matt, apart from that, it is just not feasible, having to do with certain areas, the river, that's just the riverbed. So I am saying, these guys just realize, you know something, they're going to hold us, our feet to the fire, based on the Layo Valley rules. So what can we do? Well, let me appear like we're doing something sensible. So they're going to break a bridge, Matt, that can accommodate, Matt, tons and tons of loads. Jack Dada can pass in through the valley there with all his heavy equipment going to Marigot and coming back into the Layo Valley. Nothing is happening to the bridge. You're going to break that bridge, Matt, and deprive me as a little farmer and others for a whole year. And then you're going to tell me you're going to help farmers. In what way are you going to help them, Matt? So it's all an election ploy, Matt, to make people see them like they're doing something, in other words.
All right, caller, thank you very much. It's 8:53 in the morning. We're taking another phone call. We'll be wrapping up at 9 o'clock this morning. Hello.
Hello, Matt.
Morning, yeah.
I have a situation that has been disturbing me. It has been for years, I would think. And I'd like you to address the situation. Not address, but try to see if you can follow it up for me.
Mm-hmm. What's it?
I've been going to supermarkets, business places, and then I'm giving them my money. And if a $5 or $20 is mutilated, they refuse it. They say, no, they cannot accept it because the bank will not accept it. But that is not so. I want to find out when that all began. I can understand the U.S. dollar, but I cannot understand the EC dollar. I went to a leading supermarket and I was so upset. When the cashier told me, I said, girl, you cannot accept it. I just put the $20 for on the table. And I said, look, go and change it and you will see if the bank will refuse it. Sometimes you have only one $5. It happened to my husband at a leading bakery. He was paying his bread and then they refused him. That should not be so. So we have to go to St. Kitts in the Eastern Caribbean Bank, leave Dominica and go and change our 5 and our 10 when they are mutilated. That is what the banks in Dominica are for. So I don't think it's the policy. I don't know where those supermarkets get that policy, but all of them following it, after funds with church, save a lot, all of them in that kind of commerce. Please, I want to know.
Yes, I think it's a very important question. Maybe I should talk to the local rep there, the ECCB, yeah?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. My good friend at the ECCB, give me a call, because we're hearing that the supermarkets and shops are refusing money if it's mutilated. So please, or somewhat damaged, give me some answers on that. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, good morning, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Matt, with respect to the pig reproduction in Laplin and the effect on the Tabere River, Matt, I can understand, and people who question if these guys are doctors. Yes, they are doctors. They are true advocates of animal health and welfare. In fact, they do medicate, you know, animals, and in most cases, they bring animals back to life. So they play that role, and their training obviously qualify them to be that. There's no question about that. Having said that, though, I cannot understand, for the likes of a country, how can an interviewer sit down with an interviewer and allow that interviewee to tell the world that the waste is good for fish, when the records that they're in the world telling you how pig reproduction in the United States have affected many fish, have affected fish production in ponds, in streams. I can understand how Mr. Dr. Tusse could say to the world that the pig waste, it is good for the fish. I mean, Matt, you'd have to be a madman. You could never sit down with a guy and a logger that and not question him and tell him, explain that to you. When the world is saying something different, when you have data on things telling you straight, that is not the case. We're not questioning whether they qualify or not. Yes, they are doctors. But the point is, once you have vet, you're a doctor. You know, in some cases, not really in the United States. But I'm telling you straight, the man must come and clear the air on that. How it is that the pig waste could be good for the survival of the fish? Have a good morning, Matt. Thank you.
Have a good morning there. And, of course, we're still waiting for my friend to give me a call there from the ECCB to explain just what is going down. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, Matt. Good morning.
Yes, uh-huh.
Now, what the lady said there is true, Matt. I went to a certain supermarket in Tonga. I gave the cashier $50, and it had a tear on it. And she looked at it. She told me she can't accept that. I said, can't accept that? I didn't tear it. I got it from somebody else. She got up, and she went to her supervisor. And supervisor saw it was me, and she accepted it. So, but I don't know why. If the thing have a little tear in it, it's not us. We didn't get it like that. We got it from somebody else. I called me for $50. You refusing my $50?
But listen to what I'm getting from the ECCB rep there. Uh-huh. She says, Matt, they can accept mutilated money once it is not counterfeit. That's the representative of the Eastern Caribbean.
Yes, so that's how it's supposed to be. It's a genuine $50 I give it to you. Accept it. Do what all you have to do with it. Take it to the...
Well, you get it from the ECCB right now.
Amen to that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So, the supermarkets, you're hearing from Shirma, who is the local rep of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank in Dominica. She says, Matt, they can accept it, meaning the supermarkets. They can accept the mutilated dollar once it is not counterfeit. So if it's torn, you can accept it. It's not counterfeit, according to the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. Hey, let's take another phone call. Hello.
Hello, man.
Yes, hello.
Yes, morning. Matt, I want to talk about water this morning. I must admit that Wesley and Woodford Hill do have water this morning. But we believe that water is a national resource. It's a national security issue also. It is unacceptable for the Prime Minister and the Labour Party to be boasting they have so much money, yet the Wasco continues to complain that following Erica, they have put a number of temporary systems in place. Wesley is one of them. Yet, before a storm is announced, you don't reach yet. For days, we have no water. For weeks, we have no water. We think that is unacceptable, and we are calling on central government to make the necessary funds available to the Wasco so that we can have a decent water supply. It is affecting the schools, it is affecting the construction sector, it is affecting every institution in the country when there is no pipe-borne water, Matt. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I need to also ask you, my friend at the ECCB, and you can send me a WhatsApp message, should they also accept the U.S. dollar? Hello, talk to me. How are you there?
Morning, Matt.
Yes.
Matt, when last you took a drive to Portsmouth area?
It's been some time.
Okay, now, if you go there right now, you'll be ashamed to see the road, the Chinese repair, not very long ago. All the roads falling apart. Tear there, no drainage. And I heard recently, they're going to repair that road again. It's how much million dollars again? It's a joke. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We've been told that some work will start on that road on the West Coast, on that highway, very soon. Hello. Yes, quickly.
Matt, they started this nonsense on the U.S. dollar, and now they're starting it to the EC dollar. And Matt, the critical question you need to ask your friend is, and what if it is a counterfeit? What is the proper course of action for either party? Because if I come across a counterfeit dollar, I can be looked at as a criminal. So what is the proper steps to protect myself if I happen to come across one, one comes into my possession? Good morning.
Morning. We're going to take one final phone call and join our friend Lennon from Fine Foods in 1 second. So we're going to take one final phone call and wrap it up here on the Hot Seat. Hello, talk to me here. Our final call on the Hot Seat.
Good morning, Matthias Pelletier Jr.
Yes, good morning. Yes.
I assume you have an open line this morning?
Yeah, but we don't have too much time, so make it quick.
Okay, Matt. My comment was concerning some comments by the Chief Justice of the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court, and her concern seemed to be more about the building. While it is true they must be given adequate and good working conditions, Matt, what about all those cases that are languishing in the courts, Matt? Matt, we were told by this same court that within 90 days we should know who our representatives are. Matt, it took them more than 2 years to determine Mr. Skerry's status. Matt, Mr. Juan Emmanuel case is in there more than 5 years now. Matt, they had a case against the IPO for eligibility of membership. Matt, the IPO has been disbanded. The case has not been called. I would like the ladyship to address that. It goes to leadership, under her leadership, Matt. This is what they need to address. It is the people who are suffering the result of their disastrous implementation of justice in the country. She's concerned about her elitism and her ego and her building. People are concerned about justice denied poor people in the country. Matt, it is our money that's paying these people. I think it is time that all these people seem to be looking for an uprising by the populace in this country to throw some of these judges out. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, too. And this is where we come to the end of the Hot Seat this morning.